Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello, health junkies. I'm Dr. Janine Krause, your Health Fix host. Today, I'm going to talk about why the fittest people on the planet do squats. All right, before you start cringing, because a lot of my patients cringe when I mention squats in the office. But hey, let's face it, squats are a critical skill. For starters, ladies, what do you do when you go to a public bathroom? Do you put a whole bunch of paper over the seat and expect that you're not going to get bugs crawling onto your skin? Ew. I totally do a hover, and that's when I am so proud of my squat skills. So, guys, you might be thinking, well, that's not an issue for me. Well, what if we all decided we were going to take a trip to Asia, and they have those squat toilets? Most Americans are terrified of this. In fact, the inspiration for this podcast came from a patient of mine who was talking with me last week about how she's going to Asia this spring, and she can't squat, and holy cow, she has got to figure out this squatty thing. So, nevertheless, I just thought of all of the different reasons why being able to do a squat is huge. And even more than just being able to travel to Asia and go to the bathroom, it's important because squatting is vital to our health, because to get out of a chair is huge. And most of us, oddly enough, use some sort of support to get out of a chair. Even if we're in our 30s, 40s, that's pathetic. We need to have strong legs to be able to get up and out of that chair. Because if we don't have strong legs, we are setting ourselves up for falling. We're setting ourselves up for tripping. We're setting ourselves up for losing our independence at an early age. Because if you don't have the strength in your legs, this is a huge thing. You'll go downhill much faster than anybody else in your same age category. So, big deal there. Now, a lot of us, you know, still are maybe younger and thinking, oh, well, that's like 30, 40 years away. You'd be surprised. Like I just said before, I have a lot of patients in my practice. I watch them get up from a seated position and they have to support themselves to get themselves up. And I'm talking about folks that are in their 30s. So it is closer than you think. It's important to think about all of these different things as we get older. Now, of course, if you have been listening to any of my previous podcasts, my mission is to have more fun in life and inspire others to do so. And squats can be fun. They don't have to be something that you dread. And in fact, you can work them into your best day ever routine. And if you're wondering what the best day ever routine is, you can go over to my website, drjkrausend.com, and download that on my resources page. This is the way to organize your life to have more fun and reduce stress. But I digress. This is about squats, so let's get back into talking about squats. So squats are useful for a lot of things other than just being able to maintain our independence into our hundreds. Squats can help you to burn more calories. So if you are trying to figure out why you're not losing weight or why you're stuck at a plateau, go back to the legs. A lot of us spend so much time doing the wrong exercises. We're focusing on our upper body, or we're just not doing enough for our legs. And then we go and we sit at a desk all day at work. That is not good for your body or for your metabolism. So get off your butt and start doing some squats so you can burn some calories and hey, you'll get your butt nice and perky and you can bounce a quarter off that thing. Now, who doesn't want that? All right. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how we're going to hack that metabolism with the squats. We're going to talk about why squatting more can prevent low back pain and hip pain. And who doesn't want to be pain-free? Also, we're going to talk about how squatting improves your pooping. Maybe you've heard of the squatty potty. We are going into that today. And then also, we're going to talk a little bit about how strong legs boost your mood and energy. Because if you have stronger legs, you're going to have more energy because your body's going to be able to produce more ATP. The fancy word is adenosine triphosphate. That is the long word for energy, and that's what your body uses to make you move and groove all day long. So we're going to talk about that. And then mood too, because if we have more energy, our mood improves. So get the legs stronger, you'll burn some more calories, drop some extra pounds, get a quarter bouncing off your booty, and you'll have more energy, and you'll feel great, and you'll look hot too. So who doesn't want all that? All right, so let's start talking a little bit about this increasing muscle mass and getting the caloric burn going. So what happens when we increase our muscles? And I'm not talking about we're going to get all ripped and look Hercules-like, because I know a lot of ladies worry about that. They don't want to have that look. Well, I kind of think strong is definitely the new sexy, not skinny. But that's me. So increasing muscle mass, let's get back to that. If you have more density in your muscles, so by that I mean if we are getting our muscles to store more of the proteins we need to be able to get the muscle to contract, to be able to increase metabolic processes in that muscle, then you are going to burn more calories. Who doesn't want to burn more calories? So, absolutely critical. Now, this is where I get into having a routine where you are doing squats daily. Now, this, of course, is going to be a difference between how much you've done squats in your life and if you're doing them right. Now, I have at the end of my podcast notes all of the different resources in which you can look at, from YouTube to getting a trainer that is certified in functional movement assessment. So these are the folks that you want to get on your side if you find that you have knee pain or back pain when you try to do some squats. Now, of course, if you do have pain, my first inclination is to, of course, we don't want you trying to get your butt to your heels. That's not the idea. The idea here is to get you to utilize your chair. And by that, I mean your chair that you might be sitting on right now, maybe your dining room chair. And what you want to do is you want to be able to squat down enough to hover above it and then stand right back up. Squat back down, stand back up. Now, for safety here, I want you to put that chair up against the wall, because I don't want anyone who maybe loses their balance a little bit and then tries to sit down and the chair goes flying. I do not want any fractures of tailbones on my accord. So put that chair up against the wall, and I want you to kind of go back down, hover above that chair, and come back up. I want everybody to go and do that right now and see how easy it is for you. So I'm going to stand up. Actually, I'm going to do it too. So I'm going to stand up, and then I'm going to go back down. I'm going to hover over my chair, and then I'm going to come back up. Pretty easy, not too bad. Now, next time I want you to do this again, and I want you to feel your muscles. I want you to literally feel the top of your legs, and I want you to feel your butt, and I want you to feel your hamstrings. So this time, stand all the way up and then come back down and hover there. I want you to feel that glute. Tighten it. Kind of try to squeeze it. I want you to feel that hamstring. All right. Now sit back down. All right, so those are all the muscles, and the idea here is just to get you familiar with what muscles you're going to be working with. Now, the other thing that I really love to have people working on to increase their caloric burn while they're sitting all day at a desk is to squeeze their butt cheeks. Just squeeze, 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 squeeze. It looks kind of silly, but you're contracting those muscles, you're strengthening them, and you're helping to work on burning calories while sitting. Because most of us, unfortunately, have desk jobs, and that is, sitting is the new smoking. It causes us to have our anterior muscles contracted a lot. And then that leads into back pain. So let's talk about the next reason why working on squats and leg strength is absolutely important for preventing back pain. So have you ever wondered why, as we get older, we get more hunched over? Our shoulders hunch over, our neck hunches over, and then the next thing you know, we're completely hunchbacks. Well, a lot of that's happening because, one, our posture is poor, and we're allowing our shoulders to roll forward. But it's also because the whole front half of our body, our pec muscles, so our chest muscles, in addition to this muscle called the iliopsoas, those muscles are causing us to hunch forward. It's because of sitting. It's because of staring at tablets and computers. So what I am going to challenge you to do is work on strengthening your legs and your butt so that we can get the body balanced better. Because when we sit and sit and sit, our butt becomes weaker, our hamstrings sometimes become weaker, or they might become tighter, depending on the person. But the point being here is that our back becomes weaker, our butt becomes weaker. And so that's why I keep saying squats, squats, squats. Lunges are good too. We'll talk about that in another podcast. So if we have this muscle called the iliopsoas pulling us forward, The iliopsoas is located at T12, so that's thoracic vertebrae 12. It's at the bottom of your rib cage. And then that muscle comes forward and it goes and attaches right at the front of your hip, just a little bit below where your pelvis bone is. And for a lot of people, you can poke there and it actually hurts. It might be quite tight. So that is the iliopsoas. It's a combination of two muscles, the psoas muscle and the iliacus. And that iliacus is actually a muscle that sits in your pelvis and within the wing bone of your pelvis and kind of joins in with the psoas and kind of arches over your pubic bone, so that pelvis bone that you feel in the front of you, and then down, and it attaches down to something called the lesser trochanter, and this is part of your humerus, or not your humerus, that's in your arm, your femur in your leg. And so this muscle, the iliopsoas, is pretty much the crux of why a lot of people have back pain. Seems weird because it's in the front side of us, but it attaches to T12 in the middle of the back and it comes forward. So that iliopsoas, so tight from sitting all day long, causes our pelvis to become out of whack. Now, those of you that drive for a living, this is going to set you up for your pelvis to have a little bit of anterior rotation on the hip and maybe some posterior rotation on the other one. So your right hip usually is going to be anterior rotated and your left hip's usually going to be posterior rotated. And that's because of driving. And that happens to a lot of folks too. I can't tell you how many people in my practice that I see with a twisted pelvis. And having this twisting of the pelvis with one side of it being anteriorly rotated and the other part being back rotated, a lot of times we'll end up seeing shoulder pain going along with it, whether it's same-sided or crisscross. So if your hip is hurting and your back's hurting and you've got an opposite shoulder hurting, chances are it's got to do with the psoas and some of the connections are in those muscles. So let's get back to details here. You're doing too much sitting if your psoas is hurting. I don't know too many people that have overdone it on sit-ups, unless you're crazy about going to the gym, but most of us, it's because we've been doing too much sitting. Now we've got this back that's really tight. So the idea here is, if we are going to work on strengthening our glutes, it's going to take the load off the back, because you want strong legs. You want strong calves. You want your foundation of your body to be nice and strong so that your pelvis and your low back don't have to tighten up so much internally. So ladies out there, if you have something called vulvodynia or pain in the pelvis, you have pain with sex, it is oftentimes because your deep pelvic muscles are super tight because your glutes are weak. And so doing squats can help you in this case. Of course, I do not recommend jumping into it right away and going nuts on your squats. Please go see a pelvic floor specialist PT before you jump into this if you do have those types of conditions. However, basic squats of working to get up and down from your chair, anybody can do that. Even if you do have pelvic pain, you can do that. When we go into more of a deeper squat, that's when you need to have someone do a movement assessment for you. Okay, so going back to this low back pain. The reason most of us have low back pain is not because of a disc problem, not because of bone spurs, not because of narrowing of our spine. It is because we sit too much and we have weak glute hamstring muscles. And usually our back muscles are weak. They just tighten to try to help to stabilize us. So if you get a strong foundation from the legs up and into the glutes, now you've got a way better option for not having low back pain. Another biggie with preventing low back pain is doing hip circles. And so I'm going to talk about hip circles and lunges later on in a future podcast. So stay tuned for those. Squats are the first step. All right. So I probably can't get through many podcasts without talking about pooping. I'm a naturopath. We love to talk about poop. It is our body's daily gift every single day to tell us how we're doing. It's a body check-in. And so if you're not looking at what's coming out in the toilet, public service announcement, do it now. Pay attention to it. It gives you a lot of check-in in terms of what's going on in your body. So if you're not pooping on the regular or you're struggling to poop, a lot of times chronic constipation isn't due to anything functionally wrong with the gut. It can sometimes be that your iliopsoas, that muscle on the front of your body, connected from T12, so thoracic vertebrae 12, down to your femur that muscle can be locking you up and putting you on lockdown. Same thing, that muscle connected with the battle with that guy and the back muscles, your back muscles can be extremely tight because your legs are not strong. Your glutes aren't strong. If your back is tight, those are the same nerves. You have the same nerves that come out of your back that go to your colon. And so what happens is if your back is tight and we have some nerves being clamped, they're compressed, well, guess what? You're not going to be able to poop normally. And also, most of us are weak and don't have enough flexion, kind of mobility just in general between our back and our hips, that when we poop, we're in a really bad position. So the toilets that we have in America are not great for us. The squatty potty concept, this little kind of, it looks almost like a stair that you put in around your toilet to lift you up so that you're in a squatting type of position to poop. This is the way you should be pooping. Now, I kind of laugh because my husband and I watch our dog when he poops. And seriously, watch your dog. They squat, they get down there in a real good position. And you'll notice the older the dog, they start to have problems with that. Okay, another big public service announcement. If you keep your hip mobility moving, and the way you do that is through squats, and you keep your glutes straight up, you can poop effectively well into your hundreds and not have as many issues with your back. So, going back to pooping. If we have these tight muscles and we can get them to not be on lockdown because now we have stronger back muscles, we have stronger glute muscles, that psoas doesn't have to go on lockdown so much for us. So the whole moral of the story here about pooping is really that if you do squats and you get used to squatting, your hip mobility improves, your glutes strengthen, your legs are stronger, you are able to poop a lot more effectively. And so you're not getting these little poops and feeling like you have an incomplete bowel movement. Or it's also that you're not as constipated because those nerves are freed up to be able to allow you to do the digestive hula, meaning you're allowed to get that poop moves better through your stool or through your body, sorry. So keep that in mind in terms of the digestive system. Being able to squat can help you with pooping. And the Squatty Potty, amazing video online about unicorn poop and all kinds of crazy stuff. I digress. You can watch that on your own. Just YouTube it, the Squatty Potty song. You'll be singing it. It's part of the best day ever. If you want for fun every single day, you can sing the Squatty Potty song. So check that out. I've got the resource link to the basic Squatty Potty. I didn't put the entertaining one there. Maybe I should. Ah, screw it. I'll do it. Okay, I'll put the entertaining link there too so that you've got that and you can sing the Squatty Potty song for fun every single day. All right, so let's move on to our last concept here in terms of why squats are good for you. The big thing here is getting the perky butt, right? Getting that apple bottom, right? Whoever sang that song, got to get that apple bottom jeans, right? And bouncing those quarters off the butt. Apparently, I learned most of my terms in life through hip-hop and rap songs. Yeah, I don't know what that says about me. Anyway, moving on. So, energy and metabolism. Like I talked about at the beginning of this podcast, if we are able to gain more muscle, we're able to burn more calories. That is huge. And I really recommend that everybody is spending time every single day doing some squats. I, on the regular, do 25 squats 3 times a day, just because. I also take a little bit of, I guess you could say, the direction from the Asian population. So in a lot of Asian countries, particularly Korea, also in Japan and some places, China, depending on where you're at, they squat to sit instead of actually sitting. And so they spend a lot of time in that squatted type of positioning. And you'll notice if you look at any of the research in these countries, these folks do not have low back pain. They do not have constipation like Americans do. And their hip mobility is incredible. And they spend, they have a lot of time being able to work much longer than the average American. They're just healthier societies as a whole. So another big reason here why you need to be squatting. Another thing in Chinese medicine, because I'm an acupuncturist, I always have to talk about these things. If we have more mobility, so we're not stiff, our muscles aren't tight, we don't have pain, that means our blood flow's moving well. That is huge for helping with preventing issues, because if we have areas of our body that are extremely tight, we do not have blood flow moving to those areas, and they could become dehydrated, sticky. So think about this. Do you have any knots in your body? Does it feel like some parts of your body's, like maybe your left shoulder doesn't move as right well as your right? Those are adhesions. That's like muscle sticking to fascial tissue, the tissue that wraps around the muscle. And if that's happening, that's not good, because that's going to further decrease your mobility and decrease your ability to use that particular arm, shoulder, etc. Same thing goes with your hips. Same thing goes with your back. So keeping blood flow moving is critical. And one of the ways to do that is to get into a practice of squatting every single day. Now, probably a lot of us can't get into the squat that I'm describing. And I have a video that is at the end of my podcast notes by a fellow named Kelly Starrett. He is a doctor of physical therapy, a huge CrossFitter. You can get past that. It's really just the same good information in terms of the squat sit. So the idea is, instead of sitting on chairs, practice squat sitting. It's going to help with your hip mobility. It's going to help with reducing back pain. It's also going to help with your pooping. But it also at the same time is going to help to strengthen your legs. And that is a huge factor here. Now, another thing about this stuck blood concept in Chinese medicine. The Chinese will often say that if you have stuck blood, it's going to get you in a stuck mood. So you're going to feel frustrated. You're going to feel irritable. If your blood flow is moving properly, you don't feel so irritable or stuck. Another big, huge component here. Because if you have your blood flow moving, you have more energy, you have more energy to do things, you're more physically capable to do things, such as sit on the floor and get back up, your mood is going to inherently improve. So another big reason to keep the concept of squatting happening. So let's go into the squatting concept, since that's the whole topic, of course. I had said 25 times, 3 times a day. That is typically what I do. I will literally work it into my best day ever routine, or you can work it into your daily routine in terms of, okay, you've got your 10 a.m. break, and maybe you've got your 4 p.m. break, or 3 p.m. break, whatever it may be. These two critical times of the day are huge for getting in the squats. The other critical time for the day, right after you wake up. I typically will bust out my squats while I'm brushing my teeth. It's a great combo. If I'm not doing them while I'm brushing my teeth, I am going to be doing them while I'm in the kitchen. I spend a lot of time in the kitchen because I cook most of my own food, so that's huge. So I want you to first think about, okay, how can I get in 25 squats 3 times a day on the regular? Where can I work that into my routine? 25 squats should not take you more than literally 5 minutes at the most. And the idea is that I don't want you doing them at warp speed, but going down, counting to 3 on the descend and 3 on the ascend. So let's all stand back up again. If you're sitting or if you're walking or whatever, maybe just do an air squat. The idea here is to take 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, hover above that chair. 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, come back up. Do that 25 times, 3 times a day in your chair if you are a beginner. If you're not a beginner, then I want you to watch the videos that I have in terms of how to do a proper squat. If you have any knee pain or back pain, please have someone do a functional movement assessment for you so that you can make sure that you are not putting those knees over your toes when you squat, and that you're also being guided as to how to strengthen your glutes a little bit stronger before you go into the full squat. Ideally, in a perfect world, you would want to take a step back and do the squats above the chair until you were strong enough, then you would go to the full squat. Now, for those of you who are a little bit more advanced and you have strength in your legs, but you just don't do squats all the time, this is a time to do it. And you want to make sure when you go down that you are not putting your knees over your toes. Don't rotate your feet out too far. You want to keep them out in front of you. And you want to watch your knees. Make sure that your knees are not kind of bending in, coming in when you come up from the squat, and that they're not going out too far. Most of the time, people will have their knees collapse in when they're coming up from a squat, and that is a very big sign that you've got some weakness going on in the legs. Now, I've also attached in some workouts for home workouts to strengthen your hamstrings, strengthen your quads, strengthen your calves, in addition to your glutes and your back, because these are all critical, critical things that you need to have strengthened to be able to do a proper squat. So I've given you all the tools here to be able to fully perform a squat, from the beginners to the advanced folks. Now, the other side of this is sitting in the squat position. So I do my 25 squats 3 times a day always, just because I want my legs on point. I want them strong. I think everybody should do it. And I think it's great to have your foundation that strong. Now, of course, if you're doing lifting routines, by all means, add some weight. Do not add weight to your squats every single day. That'll cause some overtraining issues. You do not want that. I'm just talking straight out body weight. And if you are doing weightlifting routines, things of that nature, I usually have people with weights and squats 2 times a week, maybe 3 at the most, depending on what your fitness level is. Now, going back to the sitting in the squat, this is, oh my gosh, you got to try it and work yourself up to it, because a lot of people won't be able to do much more than a minute or two at first. And then I challenge you to add on seconds to your squat every single day. Do it while you're watching TV. If you have your favorite shows, if you're sitting down to get to watch those shows, don't get on the couch. Honestly, throw out your stinking couch. Most couches suck anyway. They hurt your back. They put you in a poor position. Sit in front of them cross-legged or sit in the squat position. And so challenge yourself. Get started. Do 60 seconds. See if you can do 30 to 60 seconds, 60 being the goal of sitting down in the squatting position. Watch Kelly Starrett's video first that I've linked to this podcast so that you can see the proper positioning, and just hang out there. Then I challenge you to keep increasing it. And make sure you can come up from that squat position without using assistance. Now, if you do need it at first, of course, that's great. But as time goes on, and you watch so that you don't need assistance, when you find that you can get in that squat position and you can stay in that squat position for 20 minutes, and then you could come up without needing any assistance, that's awesome. And I challenge you to do that. It might sound absolutely freaking crazy right now, and I know I sound crazy, but I'll be honest with you, it's gonna make a huge impact in your life, and if you're stuck at a plateau with losing weight, you'll notice that this will make a difference. You'll also notice, too, that mood and energy levels and your clothes are gonna fit nicely, and you're just gonna notice your butt's a little bit more perky. So I think that everyone needs to be working on their squats to help overall with quality of life. And it really, truly is something that the fittest people on the planet do every single day. So I challenge you to go ahead and work on your squats. Give me some feedback. You can shoot me an email at info@drjaninekraus. So drjkrausnd.com. You can also hit me up on my Facebook group. You can get into the Facebook group by going to my website as well and sign up to get into that group. Also, you can also post at the bottom of my podcast and let me know what you think or what you tried and how things went. I look forward to seeing you again at my next podcast. I'm going to be giving you a lot of great information about how to stay healthy for life. This has been another episode of The Health Fix. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, "Do you think I'm aging too fast?" So I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausnd.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the Join Group button on our website at drjkrausnd.com.